Welcome to the Be Moved and Bloom podcast. If you're ready to dive deep, find incredible inspiration, and let yourself bloom into who you're truly meant to be, you're in the right place. Here you'll find transformational stories, spiritual tools, and practical wisdom to help you be your best self. Get ready to be moved and bloom. Welcome back, everyone, to Be Moved and Bloom. I am so excited today to introduce you to a good friend of mine, Kimberly Clements. So Kimberly is the creator of Grounded, which is a lifestyle and wellness brand that serves as a source of ground energy to her community. Her intention behind Grounded and all her offerings is to be a reflection of source energy and the ability we all have to live in an unconditional existence. She provides grounding services to those who are ready to prioritize their own alignment and ground and optimize their energy. In other words, she is here to show others how to take sovereignty over their lives and create enjoyable experiences that resonate with their true self in mind, body, and spirit. The information she shares comes from the lessons she has received from Source, from her experiences, her academic training with a BS in electrical engineering and a master's of counseling psychology, also from her yoga teacher training and her other spiritual studies. Her mission is to help others strengthen their own connection to the source within them and trust their own inner guidance so that they can tap into the abundance that life has to offer. So I know you are going to absolutely love this episode, and I'm so excited to introduce you all to Kimberly. Before we dive into the show, I wanted to just let you know that I am offering a free 3-day embodied healing experience starting on September 22nd, where you can find so many ways to really get back into your body, practices, grounding tools, embodiment tools that will really help with any anxiety, any stress, so many things embodiment will help with. So if you want to check it out, the link is in the show notes. You can also find the link to sign up. It's completely free at bemovedyoga.com or in my Instagram bio at bemovedyoga. So with that, I will let you listen to this amazing conversation with Kimberly Clements.
And to kind of like go against that conditioning some women have that our value is determined on how we show up for other people, and just like take a moment to show up for ourselves, figure out what we have going on in our own lives, and see how we can move more into alignment with our true self and like the highest expression of ourself and what we came into this life to do. So I'm really excited about it. It's my first retreat. It's going to be happening in Virginia. We're going to have a couple of workshops. We're going to have some live music performances, hiking, yoga, and really just my big thing is community building. So that's really what I want everyone to get out of it when it's all said and done. And to feel like community of sisters who they know that will be there for them, to support them, to hold space for them. That's the art of alignment.
Sounds incredible and so needed right now, like for sure. Yeah. Community.
Yes.
Community is everything.
Yes, for sure.
Well, I would love if we could just go like back to the beginning maybe, and if you could talk a little bit about how you even got started with yoga. Like I remember on that training, like when we met, I remember you said that you'd only done YouTube yoga before, actually like not in a class. And that was years and years ago now. how did you come to like creating all of this and finding, you know, your passion in yoga and wellness?
Yeah. I would say that the class was pretty early on in my origin story of like moving into this field of wellness. So back to the beginning. I would say around the time that I was doing the class, I was in the early parts of my spiritual journey, and just kind of like that was really an awakening moment for me and myself. It was my first time really doing solo travel. I had been traveling in Peru shortly before that with a group, and things kind of didn't go too well with the group that I was traveling with. And so coming to the teacher training was just me kind of like having all these plans and then the plans falling apart and just kind of being like, okay, where do I go now? Like, I'm not going to these places that I had planned. And so, I'm just like doing all these research, trying to figure out what my next move is. And then I came across the yoga teacher training, and I went. I was like, okay, this looks like this is something I can be into. You know, I have been doing yoga on YouTube. I really enjoy it. It's been really providing me with a lot of peace and solace, and I really would like to go deeper in this journey. I will admit, part of my motives too was thinking, okay, I'm traveling, so being a certified yoga teacher will allow me to be able to like teach, to work for places to stay and things like that. So it was part that and part just wanting to go deeper into my yoga journey. And I went, and it just like totally transformed so many things for me. Like for part of the training, for those of you who don't know, we were completely living a yogi lifestyle. So that was down to our diet, waking up every morning at like 6 a.m. to meditate, doing yoga twice a day, just like really, it was an immersion. It was a yoga immersion. And that was the best that I felt in my entire life by like week three. I think it was only 3 weeks long, actually, or maybe four. But yeah, towards the end of it, I just was like buzzing with just all this like beautiful energy. And it really inspired me a lot that I ended up after that going back home. And it just was like such a contrast, like coming back to America from being in Mexico. And then on top of that, being in Mexico, like being immersed in this beautiful space around these beautiful people, and all this beautiful energy. And like my life back in America just was a hot mess. It was just like, I really had some sorting out to do. And yeah, it took me a while to like figure even that out. Like, it was a mess, but it took me a little bit to realize like, oh girl, your life is a mess. And so when I finally did, it really was a rock bottom moment. And I ended up moving back home, moving back in with my parents. I was heartbroken. I was broke. I just like, it really, the universe really like grounded me, literally. Like, I got sent back home to my parents' house and just like was in there. Yeah, like it's kind of a double entendre, the name. Like, it's grounding as in like calming and, you know, connecting with the earth, but it also was like sometimes I think
you're grounded.
The universe literally grounds us and it's just like, no, like go sit down and like figure your shit out, like. And so that's kind of what happened to me. And I was just in like a really dark space, like mentally, emotionally, like I just was distraught. And I didn't have anywhere else to go. I didn't have anything else to do but to like figure out like what was going on in my internal space. And that's when I think I really discovered for myself like the power of self-love, the power of self-care. Like, I had heard all these terms, you know, like floating around and things like that, but this was, I think, the first time where I consciously like was like, no, like I literally have to learn how to do this for myself, because like I am in a hole and nobody's gonna get me out but me. And so that's what I spent like the next couple of years doing, is just like figuring out how to love myself and like myself and be okay with myself. And it just was such a powerful time to have. And I'm like so grateful for my parents for even allowing me to come home, giving me that space. Like when I got home, I was just like, listen, I just need a month like to get okay. And then like, I'll find a job and like do all those things. And they were like, okay, like, you know, they were so supportive of me during that time. And so, yeah, that was really like where Grounded started, was for me just being in this dark space and just like having to figure out how to get myself out of it, like be there for myself, be my own hero. And in the midst of that, that's kind of when I got into making the grounding tools. I would make them for myself. I would make them for other people as gifts because, again, I was broke. So it was like homemade gifts were the way to go. But people really, really loved them. And it was therapy for me making these tools and working with these natural elements from the earth. And so that's kind of where that side of things came in. And then you know, when I was in Peru, I had realized that I wanted to work with other people. And like, I've always had an interest in like the mind and the emotional body and those sort of things. So it kind of just amalgamated. And then like the path became clear over time and with my experiences. And now we're here with Grounded.
So amazing. Wow. And that's so interesting to hear like your experience after the teacher training, because I had a very similar experience. Like I was a complete mess when I got back to the States. I was in Austin, Texas. And yeah, extremely ungrounded. and yeah, had a dark time that I came through using the tools, like everything we learned from the yoga training and yeah, anything I could possibly get my head around to like use as tools. So yeah, that's amazing that you came out of that with such, you know, we do have to be grateful for these experiences, which were so difficult because they usually show us to like such a more beautiful place on the other side, don't they?
Yeah. Definitely. Amazing. Well, I like how you're like usually
hopefully if we can you can go through it and not get stuck in it.
yeah
Well, that's incredible. And so with Grounded, I know you do a lot with holding space for others and really cultivating that space for others to find their own grounding. So if there's any tools that you particularly love to use, or if you'd just want to speak more to that, I think that would be amazing to hear.
Yeah, I think the biggest tool that I love to use for grounding is just the power of visualization, or sometimes I call it meditation. But another thing that, you know, we learned in the training was that meditation is like a transcendental state that like it takes, you know, there's like levels and layers to achieve that. So a lot of times what we're calling meditation now in our modern society is not true meditation, but more so contemplation. So that's kind of where I'm at now with the practices that I use, is just using visualization and just going into my internal space, but having a visual attached to that. So I like the visual of a garden space. And so my internal landscape is a garden, and it's mine to, you know, to nurture, to water, to pull out weeds of things that don't deserve me, or like blocking and limiting beliefs and things like that, to plant the seeds of what I would like to grow in my internal world so that I can see it reflected in my external reality. And so just that method of visualization, or quote unquote meditation, has really been powerful for me for feeling like, you know, I'm the creator of this masterpiece that is my life, and it's up to me to cultivate it and to nurture it to grow in the way that feels good to me. And I think that is what really does help to keep me grounded, is just remembering that everything that I see external is a reflection of what's going on internal to my life. So anything that I want to change, or anything that I want to look differently, I feel empowered to go within and look at myself and be like, okay, what is causing this to be externally manifested in my life, and how can I shift this or change this so it looks more how I want it to look. And yeah, that's really, I guess, in the moments that I feel ungrounded, that's my go-to to kind of return. It's just going within is really, I guess, the best general way to sum it up, is what keeps me grounded. Is like, I'm grounded within myself at all times. I won't say at all times, because that was dramatic. But, you know, in the times that I'm not, I know to go back, to return to my center, and that center is within me.
Amazing. I love that visual of the garden of, yeah, I've heard that before, like the garden of your mind. And it's just so beautiful to envision.
Yeah.
But that's a really great tool. Awesome. I know there's a lot of misconceptions around, you know, like what it might look like to be spiritual, in air quotes, or misconceptions around like healing, the healing journey of someone. So is that something you've experienced in your life, or you've had previous misconceptions about what it actually might look like? Because obviously, like, we know it's so different for everyone. Like, spirituality can look different for every single person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's it right there. Is that I think a lot of times people think that spirituality is like this cookie cutter thing of like, you know, you don't experience heavier emotions, like you don't get angry, like once you, you know, get to a certain place spiritually, like all your problems cease to exist. And it's just like, no, that's not, like, it's not true at all. And I'm laughing because the other day I had someone talking to me about shadow work and how she was just getting into shadow work. And I kind of like laughed as she was talking, because I was like, ah, yes, like shadow work, I've definitely experienced that. And she kind of, I forget what her exact wording was, but she kind of was like, oh, how was it? Like, as if it was just a one-time thing. And I just was
over now.
Yeah, and I just was laughing, and I was like, oh, it doesn't end. Like, once you start it, you don't stop. Like, it's a daily practice, you know? And so I think a lot of times, and especially with like running a spiritually based business and, you know, running a social media brand and those sort of things, like, I do my best not to like portray myself as this like guru who has all the answers and who has it all figured out. Like, I try to give my like regular PSA of like, listen, like, I'm just here to support people in their journey. I don't have the answers for you. You have the answers for yourself. I can support you in going within to tap into that space within yourself. But like, I'm still figuring my stuff out as well. But I still come across people sometimes who, when they meet me and they actually get to know me, and like, you know, the me who sometimes struggles with anger and like communicating, you know, in healthy ways and things like that, they're just like, whoa, like, you know, I didn't know you were like this. And I'm like, what, like a human being? Yeah, like I am. Like, I have, you know, my issues, and, you know, I can have my toxic traits, quote unquote, and just like the next person. And I think that's, I guess, the biggest misconception that I find around spirituality, is like, people sometimes only choose to see or want to see like the love and light aspects of it. And it's just like, to me, I'm learning that, and I won't even say true spirituality, because I think, you know, like you said, it looks different for everyone. But for myself, to me, the way I define it, spirituality is very closely tied to being authentic. And when I really do my shadow work and really take an honest look at myself, like, I am equal parts light and dark. So just as much light and love that I have in me, I have just as much darkness. And it's up to me how I choose and when I choose to express those aspects of myself. But I'm learning not to demonize those aspects of myself, because they're there for a reason and they do serve a purpose. And I think the deeper that I go into my spiritual journey, the more I realize that, and even have to let go of my own misconceptions, because there was a time where that was my mindset as well, thinking like, oh, if I'm a spiritual person, like I have to be perfect. Like I can't feel angry. I can't feel sad. That means that there's something wrong with me. And like being very harsh and critical of myself for feeling things that we all feel at some point, and for feeling these emotions that have a purpose. Like our anger has a purpose, is showing us something. Our sadness has a purpose, is showing us something. And I think the spiritual journey is figuring out what we're being shown and what the lesson is, and taking the lesson, but not judging ourselves in the midst of it. Like, how can we learn and grow, but also have grace and compassion for ourselves in the midst of all that we go through? So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, our emotions are just messengers. They're just here to tell us something. And yeah, it's so true. Like, we're equal parts light and dark, like the whole world is. Like,
yeah,
the more light there is, there's also going to be more darkness. And it's not necessarily bad. Well, it's not bad at all. It's, you know, it's just there,
yeah,
to be examined and understood. I think it just, yeah, wants to be understood.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's balance. Like, everyone, yeah, talks about balance, but then it's like, what does that actually look like in the world? Like, how does that express itself, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you. Yeah, that was that's a really important thing to bring up, I think, especially with, you know, when we're in our spiritual state and when we're running businesses that are spiritually aligned, you know, it's important to not just to focus on the light. So I would, yeah, love to hear a little bit more about what you actually offer through Grounded with, I mean, you mentioned the retreat and the products, but I know there's so much more as well, workshops, the whole shebang.
Yeah. Right now, I'm moving more so into the space of being a space holder, so doing group classes. I have a couple of group classes that I run seasonally. One is called The Art of Not Doing Too Much, and that one deals with heart-centered manifestation through stillness. And then the other one is The Art of Alignment, which I then created into a retreat. And that one deals more so with just focusing in on your alignment, taking a look at where you currently are in your life as a whole. So getting the full picture and figuring out what you want to prioritize right now. How are these different areas of your life connected? And, you know, maybe you feel off in your alignment in one area, but it's actually because of something going on in another area of your life. So that's where we would focus in and figure out, like, okay, how can we actually create tangible space in our schedule, in our routine, to bring this area more into alignment, so it'll have a trickle down effect into these other areas that it's affecting. So those are both usually done online as group courses. And then I also do one-on-one client work. And so that is called optimization coaching. And that's where I kind of just talk with someone and they kind of let me know, like, hey, this is what's going on for me. Like, this is where I feel like I could use some grounding at, or use support in moving more into alignment, or use support in just like sorting out what's going on. And so with that, I would create a personalized curriculum with that person to work together for anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, and really just help them and provide support and tools that I've experienced myself that have been useful in similar situations to help them move towards whatever their intention is for the time that we spend together. So That is what's been taking up a lot of my attention as of right now. I'm really finding so much love in being able to hold space for others and support them in that way. So my energy's just been naturally flowing into those arenas, as well as holding space in person through retreats and other more local events that I've been having the honor of being a part of. Just community building, like on a more local level here in Baltimore. And then also the grounding tools that will always be in my heart. And yeah, hopefully it's something that I can continue to share with my community as well.
Awesome. And the tools are like oils and like essential oils you make?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, I don't make essential oils, but I do use them. I work a lot with herbs, natural oils, butters. So the main tools that I am offering right now are herbal smoke blends. So those come in a couple of different blends that I have that have different properties. Like I have one for calming anxiety, I have one for healthy sleep, one to help balance masculine and feminine energy. I make hair oil, beard oil. I make a pain relief balm using CBD oil and shea butter and mango butter, and then a couple of different essential oils. I make a turmeric and cacao drink mix. I make bath salts with CBD oil. I love CBD oil.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so those are just like a couple of examples of the type of items that I offer. And then I also offer the service of making custom items. Like I have a friend who runs a tattoo business, so I made her own tattoo healing balm. Like we worked together and she let me know kind of the effects that she wanted it to have, and then I formulated something for her. So I don't actually sell that through Grounded, but I only make it for her, and then she's able to offer that to her clients. So that's another service that I have as well.
Amazing. And I, like I said, yeah, your products, if you take a look at them online, you'll know they're infused with so much love. Like you can feel it.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're amazing. And I know that you're, you know, obviously since taking the yoga teacher training, maybe since before that as well, you're passionate about movement. And has movement been, you know, like a big catalyst for you, for your healing and spiritual journey? Like this is, I know for me it has, that's why I made Be Moved. I would love to hear how it specifically has helped you.
Movement is everything to me. Even though I talk a lot about stillness, like movement is like that balance for even being able to be still. Like sometimes I meet people and they're like, yeah, I can't meditate. Like I can't sit still for that long period of time. And I'm like, but have you heard of moving meditation? Like, it's just like, even for myself, like before I sit down to meditate, like my first thing in the morning is to move. So I'll either dance or do yoga or something, because it's like, I have to prepare my body to go into stillness. So movement is a way for me to just like move. Like I know it's like, I feel like it's so hard to like explain what movement does for me, because it's an experience. Like it just is like, I'm a very empathetic person. So I easily tap into the energy around me. And I think movement is really what has helped me to navigate that aspect of myself, like in a grounded way. Cause it's just like sometimes energy, emotions, like I just feel all the feels, and movement is what helps me to like process them before I can even sit down to like work through them internally or in my mind. It's like I have to move, like I have to move the energy. And movement has always been a part of my life. Like when I was younger, I was always in sports. I danced when I was younger. I was a cheerleader. Like I just always have been moving when I really reflect on it. And even moving into my adulthood, like that has stuck with me with yoga. Like I still dance. I bike. I do martial arts. Like it's so many different ways that movement is still such a strong part of my life. And it really helps me to remain balanced because, like sometimes the energies that, you know, I experience either coming from myself or from others can be really, really heavy. And sometimes it's hard to just like in the midst of that, sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to meditate, when it's just like, feels like there's a boulder on my chest. And now I'm just like, okay, let me like calm myself. And it's just like, wait a minute. Like I have to like, move the boulder first, and movement, whatever form is fitting for that day, is really all that helps. Sometimes it's just like literally to allow my body to become like a channel for this energy and just let it move me sometimes. I feel like that made no sense, but I'm just like, again, like it's just an experience of just like getting into your body. And that's just such a like sacred experience. And it's so beautiful. And it's hard for me to put into words like what that exact experience is. But for all my movers out there, I feel like you guys know what I mean.
You know, I know what you mean. I feel like that made, I'm in agreement. Even if it didn't make sense, I feel like it made sense to me. But yeah, like we have to move that energy through us. We have to move it through us. And otherwise it's going to get stuck in there and cause some damage.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you mentioned martial arts, which, like, what do you practice? I would love to hear more about that, because I know when I was younger, I always wanted to learn kickboxing because of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was like, I haven't learned kickboxing, but it's still a dream. But I think martial arts is, yeah, it's incredible practice.
It's not too late.
Exactly.
Yes, I actually... I actually started off with a form of kickboxing. So I started off with Muay Thai. I don't even know if she knows this, but our mutual friend Meryl actually inspired me. She posted a video of her she was doing Muay Thai one day. This was a while ago. She posted a video and I was like, oh yes, that looks like something that will like, yeah, I'm like, exactly. Like that looks like that is me. And so I found a local school here that taught Muay Thai. And so I started going to those classes. And from the first day, like, I loved it. Like, again, sometimes anger is a challenge for me, like finding non-destructive ways to express my anger. And so it really was like therapy. Like I was able to just let out so much anger, but in like a healthy and safe space. And I was hooked after that. And so I still do Muay Thai. And then eventually, so the school that I go to is called Baltimore Martial Arts. I'll do a little plug if that's okay.
Of course.
So they offer a couple of different styles of martial arts. So eventually I started going to the jiu-jitsu classes as well. So those are the two styles that I'm currently spending a lot of time on, and I just love it so much. Like I've said balance a couple of times, and I feel like it really is just like a nice balance for me from, like, you know, I do a lot of yoga and dancing and these more softer movement forms. And then it's like by day I'm this. And then at night, like I'm like in there, like punching stuff and like flipping people over. And it's just like, it really brought a lot of balance into my life. It brought such a great community of people into my life. Like, I've met so many wonderful people through training, and yeah, it really opened up a whole new world for me, and a whole new love and passion that I really didn't know. I'm like, wow, I'm 27 years old and still finding new things to love and like learning new things about myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really grateful.
That's so awesome. And yeah, we never stop learning. Well, I mean, we could, but then I feel like life wouldn't be worth living.
Yeah, I'm like, what would be the point?
Oh, that's so amazing. I know a few people who are yogis, like got into yoga first and then really got into jujitsu as well. I feel like there might be some parallels with the philosophy. I don't know too much about it, but
I could see that. I definitely could see that. It is like, I would say jujitsu versus Muay Thai jujitsu. It's just a different type of focus and like mental strategy that, I could definitely see how my yoga experience translates and helps me with that. And even at the most basic level, like the flexibility, like right. I can be a frustrating opponent for around. People sometimes. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, like maneuvering in the most like weird ways. And they're like, how did you get out of this? Like, like yoga. Houdini, okay. Yeah. Literally.
That's awesome. Well, amazing. And well, I always like to ask, what's your favorite way at the moment to move your energy? But I guess we just covered that with with all the movement and the martial arts.
Yeah.
And then where can people find you and learn more about Grounded and everything that you're offering?
So on social media, Instagram and Facebook right now, I am at Glow by Grounded. That's GLOW by Grounded. And that's the same for my email, glowbygrounded@gmail.com, and my website, glowbygrounded.com. So yeah, those are the best ways to find me. My website has all of the, one-stop shop for the name. So yeah, my website has all my services. If you're interested in purchasing any of my grounding tools, those are on my website as well. If you just want to chat, you can book a general consultation with me. And yeah, you can keep up with me through social media as well. I try to post regular content with good information and tools that have worked for me as far as grounding goes, as far as moving into alignment and being practically spiritual.
Awesome. And then what's like, if someone is just completely lost, you know, like has no idea where to start with any of this stuff, but, you know, knows that they want to make some kind of change, what's one thing that, where would you say direct someone to just begin with? I mean, because there's so many tools to use, or what, you know, your favorite way to just like make someone feel safe and begin to feel grounded?
Yeah. I would suggest free writing. So free writing is a journaling practice where essentially you start with a prompt. So you can either, you know, whatever question you have for yourself. So I found that it's a really good way to connect and speak with your subconscious mind. So whatever questions that you have of where should I start, or, you know, what do I need to work on? What needs healing? Any prompt that resonates with you, you take your prompt, you set a timer for 20 to 30 minutes. I know that sounds like a long time, but seriously, it's going to fly by once you start writing. And you just write, and the whole premise of free writing is that you don't stop writing. So even if you don't know what to say or you're out of words, you can write the same word over and over again. You can literally write, I don't know what to say? I don't know what to say. Like, just, but you just don't stop writing and you keep that prompt in your mind. You don't worry about punctuation, grammar, spelling. You don't go back to correct things. You just literally let yourself freely write for however long that you set your timer, addressing whatever prompt that you choose for yourself. And I think a lot of times for a lot of people, what comes up during those times is very surprising, because when you don't let yourself stop writing, at some point, like, you're going to kind of drop out of your conscious mind. So you're going to stop, like, thinking about what you're saying, and you're going to write what's truly on your heart and in your subconscious. And a lot of answers are there. Like, a lot of times I try to make sure people know that I don't have the answers for them. So even where to start, like, I don't have that answer, because that place is going to look different for everyone. But I can give you a tool to ask yourself so that you know where's the best place to start for you. And this exercise is a really, really great one. Like, it's been very, very powerful for me. It's been powerful for the people that I work with, and really just tapping into that part of yourself that does have the answers.
Incredible. Yeah. Free writing is, I can attest to it. Yeah. The times that I've done it, it's mind-blowing how powerful it can be.
So many times I've done it and been just shocked, like, at my answers, because I'm like, I did not know that I felt this way about whatever this thing is. Like, it's really like, whoa, I'm really communicating with, like, a part of myself that just, like, I haven't been conscious of.
Yeah, totally. Like, those parts that want to be heard, they come out when we do things like this, and that's so healing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing to hear. And it's been such an honor to have you on, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this has been amazing.
It's been a pleasure, and I'm happy we got to catch up some.
Me too. Yeah. And everything that you're doing with Grounded is so focused on empowering the person that you're working with. I think that's such a key point to note, because not every, you know, spiritually aligned business focuses on that. And like you said, like, you're giving people the answers that they already have themselves, that you don't have the answer for them, just the tools of where to find it. So I think that's really powerful, and it's awesome to see that you're doing all this in the world. So yeah, go check out Grounded, thank everyone.
You. Thank you so much.
Hope we can catch up soon.
Yes, definitely. Addressing whatever prompt that you choose for yourself. And I think a lot of times for a lot of people, what comes up during those times is very surprising, because when you don't let yourself stop writing, at some point, like, you're gonna kind of drop out of your conscious mind. So you're gonna stop, like, thinking about what you're saying, and you're gonna write what's truly on your heart and in your subconscious. And a lot of answers are there. Like, a lot of times I try to make sure people know that I don't have the answers for them. So even where to start, like, I don't have that answer, because that place is going to look different for everyone. But I can give you a tool to ask yourself so that you know where's the best place to start for you. And this exercise is a really, really great one. Like, it's been very, very powerful for me. It's been powerful for the people that I work with, and really just tapping into that part of yourself that does have the answers.
Incredible. Yeah. Free writing is, I can attest to it. Yeah. The times that I've done it, it's mind-blowing how powerful it can be.
So many times I've done it and been just shocked, like, at my answers, because I'm like, I did not know that I felt this way about whatever this thing is. Like, it's really like, whoa, I'm really communicating with, like, a part of myself that just, like, I haven't been conscious of.
Yeah, totally. Like, those parts that want to be heard, they come out when we when we do things like this, and that's so healing. Well, that's amazing to hear. And it's been such an honor to have you on, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this has been amazing.
It's been a pleasure. And I'm happy we got to catch up some.
Me too. Yeah. And everything that you're doing with Grounded is so focused on empowering the person that you're working with. I think that's such a key point to note, because not every, spiritually aligned business focuses on that. And like you said, like, you're giving people the answers that they already have themselves, that you don't have the answer for them, just the tools of where to find it. So I think that's really powerful, and it's awesome to see that you're doing all this in the world. So yeah, go check out Grounded. Thank everyone.
You. Thank you so much.
Hope we can catch up soon.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you heard this. To stay connected with me, head to bemovedyoga.com and sign up for my email list. I'm also bemovedyoga on Instagram. Catch up with you soon. Lots of love from Louise.